The Book of Ecclesiastes does not expressly mention the author's name. The writer simply calls himself the teacher or preacher, son of David, king of Jerusalem. He was a man devoted to study and endowed with the gift of extraordinary wisdom and knowledge. The allusions to the writer's personality and activities exactly correspond to Solomon's life and character. In lively, poetical language, the book gives a colorful account of the feelings, observations, and deductions of a man of learning placed in Solomon's position. Having carefully studied the different aspects of earthly existence, the author comes to the bitter conclusion that everything in this life is vain. "Vanity, vanity, all is vanity," says the teacher. "What does man gain from all his labor at which he toils under the sun? Life is meaningless. It is nothing more than a perpetual aimless repetition of activity. Generations come and go, the seasons follow each other, but nothing new results. The pursuit of material gain is worthless. Pleasure, success, even great wisdom do not ensure happiness. It is true that the wise man has every advantage over the fool, but it is also true that both wise and foolish end in the grave. Life offers nothing but toil, weariness, pain, and grief. Everything is meaningless. A chasing after the wind," concludes the teacher. "Man, therefore, can do nothing better than to eat and drink and find satisfaction in his work. That is the viewpoint of the world. But there is another, more meaningful perspective. The natural man is disillusioned. The godly man remains confident. I know that everything God does will endure forever," says the teacher. "Nothing can be added to it, and nothing taken from it. God gives purpose and a sense of permanence to human life and activity. As his works are from everlasting, he has also set eternity in the hearts of men," notes the teacher, "although they cannot fathom what God has done from beginning to end. The Lord, in his infinite wisdom, has set a time for everything, and a season for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, and between the two, a time for every other occupation and every event of life on earth. This is what God has established. Man, therefore, should act accordingly. The best way is to enjoy the work and happiness that God gives as long as they last, knowing that evil days may lie ahead. Man should be grateful for the good moments and draw lessons from the bad ones. He should avoid overindulgence, hasty words, the love of money and material possessions, and making vows he cannot keep. He should be slow to anger, generous to others, and fearing God." The poet ends his discourse by giving advice to the young. "Let the young man enjoy the days of his youth before trouble, age, and death come upon him," he says, "before the silver cord is loosed or the golden bowl is broken, and man goes to his eternal home. But let him remember his Creator, knowing that the dust will return to the ground it came from, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. Each one will be called to account for his conduct." As a conclusion, the author writes, "Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. God will bring every deed into judgment, every hidden thing, whether good or evil." The Song of Songs by Solomon is the fifth and last of the poetical books of the Bible. It is a lyrical poem in dialogue form. It contains many references to the reign, activities, and person of King Solomon. The poem describes the beauty, joy, and sweetness of true human love. The setting is pastoral, the imagery drawn from country scenes, gardens, animals, and plants. Traditionally, the poem has been set with two characters, the Shulamite maiden, and the man she loves, Solomon. There is also an interpretation with three characters, the maiden, her shepherd fiancé, and Solomon, who tries to win the lovely country girl's affections. Differing approaches have been made in the analysis of this poem, but whatever the interpretation adopted, the work remains a poetical gem, an incomparable love lyric. The maiden is wonderfully beautiful. She is the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valleys. The lover is unique. He is altogether noble, handsome, and desirable, and the Shulamite loves him unreservedly. The feelings that unite them are as strong as death, burning like a blazing fire, like a flame of the Almighty. Such love is unquenchable. The Song of Songs presents the ideal conception of human love and the sanctity of marriage. The key word is lover, and the theme, the love of the bridegroom for the bride, an image and type of the perfection of divine love. The communion that God desires to have with his spiritual bride, his people, is reflected in the poem, although not expressly mentioned. It can be seen as an allegory proclaiming the Lord's boundless love for Israel in the Old Testament and the infinite love of Christ for his bride, the Church, in the New. Christ first came as shepherd to win his bride. One day he will return as king to have her with him forever, and then the marriage of the Lamb will be celebrated in heaven. Next episode, the Book of Job.